Products presents The World of Philosophy, narrated by Lynn Redgrave. This is on Confucius, Lao Tzu, and Chinese philosophy.
Many people throughout the world are familiar with the ancient Chinese symbol called the yin yang. It's a circular figure with black and white swirls that symbolize the interdependence of opposites. The figure shows that opposites, such as female and male, or good and evil, depend on each other. The same is true of other opposing pairs, such as earth and heaven, power and receptivity, or tradition and innovation. China's intellectual tradition itself displays this swirling interplay of opposites. It is a story of some 25 centuries, featuring some of the most stodgy traditionalists and some of the most brilliant innovators that the world has ever seen. Chinese philosophy is a tradition of profound insights and colorful characters as well. For example, the Taoist sage Lie Tzu was something of a wild man. According to the philosopher Chuang Tzu, Lie Tzu engaged in great flights of intellect and in great flights of the body.
Lie Tzu could ride the wind and go soaring around with cool and breezy skill.
Such bodily flight certainly must have impressed Lie Tzu's disciples. China's great sage, Confucius, however, would not have flown even if he could. He would have regarded it as improper. It was said that Confucius refused even to sit down unless his mat was turned precisely in the correct direction as specified by tradition.